This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The number of what are known as naturally affordable homes in Metro Denver has dropped, even as home prices have cooled off. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports.
The number of homes for sale in the Denver area under $500,000 has dropped so significantly that the Denver Metro Association of Realtors has quit paying attention to that price point. Those are the homes that most in the area can actually afford. The current median home price is $595,000. Sales in the downtown Denver condo market have slowed, while demand for ranch homes in South Metro Denver has risen. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
A survey of school districts finds significant needs in Colorado schools as the window for spending COVID funds starts to close. CPR's Jenny Brundine.
The top three ongoing needs are student emotional support and behavior, unfilled positions, and staff emotional support. Students experiencing trauma, low-income students, and students with disabilities have the highest need. Federal data shows schools have spent about two-thirds of federal dollars so far. School leaders say they appreciate the funds, but worry about when it ends in the fall of 2024. They say they need more sustainable funding for staffing shortages, performance gaps, and student emotional challenges. The Colorado School Finance Project conducted the survey earlier this year. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
The state is looking at getting rid of two ground-level railroad crossings on the border of Weld and Larimer counties. That's with the help of some federal funding. The State Department of Transportation will get up to $700,000 to study the feasibility of eliminating two crossings on U.S. 34. Statewide, there were 25 crashes involving trains in 2021. That included 11 injuries and two deaths. State health authorities say ozone pollution across the Front Range could be unhealthy today from Douglas County to Larimer and Weld counties. This is CPR News and KRCC.